Ready to lose 40 plus pounds without giving up happy hours, weekend brunches, or date nights? Then it's time to uncover the hidden link between binge eating and toxic relationships and finally break free from both. Welcome to the Hungry for Love podcast with Jillian Scott. Y'all ready? Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, we're just going to keep diving into all the fun topics and all of the emotional topics because that is really what's getting in our way. When it comes to emotional eating and binge eating and weight loss, our emotions are what's really stopping us. It's not about the food. It's not about the timing. It's not about vitamins or nutrients or macros or like it is not about just eat less and exercise more. It is the emotions that we don't want to feel that we keep resisting, that we keep stuffing away. And this is where I'm going to break it down and we are going to work through it. And this is what I do with my private clients and in the accelerator, in the monthly membership, this is what we're doing. And I want to talk about this concept because this is something I learned when I was going through my divorce. And it was something really profound that my coach said. And she said, getting what you want won't always feel good in the moment. And she would remind me of this, especially when the grief was really heavy and gut-wrenching. And she would remind me, Jillian, you are getting everything you want. It just doesn't feel good right now. And that's okay. You can handle it. Because that emotion was just a vibration in my body. It was just a sensation that I was feeling in my body. And I could handle that. And for so long, I'd been so used to stuffing it down, minimizing it, diminishing it. And this is one of the things where not only did I stop binging before the divorce, but I didn't binge all through the divorce. I did not go back to that habit. I have not been back to that habit. I have stopped binging 100%. And even for the emotional eating, it was significantly more on my mind. Like I was so much more aware of it that and the likelihood that I was to emotionally eat that I don't think I emotionally ate throughout my divorce either. Because I was so conscious and so aware, this is my normal coping tool. This is how I normally will tell myself to feel better in the moment. And I'm going to break that cycle here too. I'm going to break this pattern. And I'm sure I wasn't perfect. There may have been times when I was emotionally eating a little bit. But for the most part, like there were no big binges. There's no big overeating. I was so conscious and so tuned into it. This happens after a breakup too, I notice. I'm very aware. Am I emotionally eating? Am I binge eating? Am I emotionally drinking? Just because I know that is where my brain still might want to direct me as this is how you can feel better. And I'm going to lovingly tell myself no. I'm not afraid and anxious of it coming because I know how to handle it. It's not like a thief in the night who might come and I need to be on guard. It's no, I'm going to be so aware that it's just not even going to be a problem. And I think this is really important because this weekend, for whatever reason, has just been a bit emotional. And I talked about it in a previous episode of how like the tears came on, like Friday they came a little bit Friday night. And then Saturday morning driving to book club, they came. And it was like I let myself feel it Friday night. Saturday morning, it was like, okay, I'm on the interstate. I can't start sobbing here. I'm about to go meet some new people. I don't want to show up with my red puffy eyes and snot running down my face. So let's just hold this back. But I'll give myself time to process and feel later. And I always know that if I don't process ahead of time, I will process at church. Like I will be the crying lady at church. And I've learned to own it. And this was something my coach last year told me because I found a new church in August. And started attending and absolutely love it. That is home. It is home for me. I love it so much. And I'm so excited. I look forward to going. It's amazing. But I also skipped church most weekends in September because I was just an emotional wreck. And I was like, I can't keep it together. And my coach at the time, she encouraged me. She was like, go be the crying lady at church. Go and be authentic and be vulnerable and be real and be honest and show other people what it looks like. And give them that permission too, of like when you are standing, arms raised, singing with tears down your face, gives other people permission for that's what it can look like too. And it's so fascinating. Like we are not good with people crying. We are not good with big emotions. Even if it's sadness and heartache or loss, we're not good when it's anger and it's out of the blue and it jacks our nervous system. right? We're also not good with most, quote, negative emotions, though, of like sadness and tears and just going through a hard time and processing through. And so the director for the soccer league that my son plays in, he is the reason why I'm now a coach. And he turned around and we have started a friendship. We sit near each other most weekends. And so he turned around to greet me after the service. And I still just had tears in my eyes this morning. And it was just, it's tears. It's like, it's tears of faith. It's hard right now, but there is so much hope. There's so much hope and faith in what God is doing in me and through me and the future that he's helping me to create, that we are going to co-create together. And it's to the point, we were talking a little bit about faith yesterday, and there were some quotes around it that I absolutely loved. But I have one that is, I put it in the cupboard door where I would see it every single day. And it's, faith is trusting in advance what will only make sense in reverse. It's believing and trusting in advance before you have any evidence what you will only be able to make sense of and connect the dots when looking backwards. That's faith. That's belief. That's what we have to do if we want to lose the weight. That's what we have to do if we want to end emotional eating or binge eating. That's what we have to do when we choose to step out and maybe break up with somebody or choose divorce. This is the hard work. And it's walking in that faith. And he was so sweet because he turns around and he's, oh, Coach Jillian, what do you need? What's wrong? And I was like, God's just doing a work on me. And even though I can't even describe all of the emotions that I feel sometimes, because sometimes it's like longing and sadness and desire that I know is going to get filled and met one day. Sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes it's like joy and gratitude of God has been so good and so faithful. And sometimes it's that faith. It's that this feels really hard in the moment right now, but I know that a victory is coming. I know it's going to get so much better. I know that God will give me the desires of my heart. And it may not look like what I think it should. And I'm never going to stop sharing this quote with y'all. So get used to it. Write it down. But sometimes God takes you where you don't want to go to create in you what couldn't have been done any other way. And I don't always understand it in the moment, but sometimes this is exactly where we need to be. We are getting exactly what we want. We are getting exactly what we need. And it doesn't feel amazing. In fact, it might just feel downright terrible. And nothing has gone wrong. And I think that was one of the biggest things, and one thing that I try to express as well, is I don't regret the divorce. Even when I feel a stab of grief in hearing about him taking another woman out on a date, I actually rearranged my schedule so that he can take another woman out on a date. It's a very interesting dynamic we have. But I want him to be happy. And I know that the two of us together, we were not good. And if he can be happy, if he can find the relationship that he truly craves with somebody else, I want him to have that. But I know that the two of us together, we were not good. And it's still hard. And it's still a little bit of a tightening in my stomach. Not because I want him back. Not because I want to get remarried. Not because I don't want him to be happy. Not because I don't want him to find somebody before I find somebody. It's just part of this human experience. Just part of grief and processing. Just part of going through life. It's just recognizing that. And so I'm sure there's a little bit of that mixed in here. And it doesn't always feel great, but I'm getting exactly what I want. And I know the type of relationship that I want. And I know the future man that I want. And I believe and I trust that God is going to bring him into my life at the right time. Not before I'm ready, not before he's ready. And now there's like this active healing as I'm waiting. There was another quote that I wrote on Facebook like years ago that will pop up on my timeline from time to time. And it was something like, patience is the greatest act of faith. And I think for me, the work that I'm doing now, it's not just that I'm sitting idly by waiting for somebody to just magically appear into my life. I am also working on me, and I'm recognizing what are the needs that I typically look for men to meet, and how do I meet those for myself? I'm looking at how do I work on my goals and my self-esteem and my self-concept. How do I raise my self-worth and how I view myself so that I'm not looking for him to do that for me? There's very active healing going on as I'm waiting patiently, or at least trying to be patient about him coming. And how we have patience is we learn to enjoy the freaking ride. We got to learn to love our life as we're going through this process. We're going to learn to love the process of not dating and healing, because we're going to enjoy our life, not make it dreadful. Just like the way to learn to enjoy the process of weight loss, to enjoy your life as you're losing the weight, is how you can be patient with the timeline. It's how you can detach from the timeline. You don't need it to happen right now because you already feel good about yourself. You already feel good about your habits and how you're showing up. And this was huge. The times in the past when I had lost weight and it felt like it was almost on accident, it wasn't. It was intentional, but it was almost like, wait, how did this happen kind of thing? It was because I wasn't focused on the scale. I was focused on my habits. I was focused on doing this training program. I was focused on doing different types of runs that I actually liked. I was focused on running this race that was fun and enjoyable and back in a hometown and something that brought me joy and felt exciting. I was focused on going to spin class twice a week because it was fun, it was new, and I really liked it. I was focused on showing up to my weightlifting class. I was focused on being more mindful of what I was eating and can I stop at being satisfied? And even when I had food, quote, for free that I was already paying for in the sorority house or in the dining hall, choosing to make my own food or buy my own food when it wasn't exactly what I wanted. This is how we enjoy the ride. This is how we make it easy. This is how we surprise ourselves with weight loss, is when we feel like we're just going about living our life, enjoying life, right? Like I could go to parties and have one or two drinks, or maybe not even drink at all because the next day I was going to go for a long run, but I could still go have fun. I could still go out, but I wasn't getting wasted. I wasn't getting blackout drunk. I really wasn't drinking much at all, even though I could, even though that was like the thing to do. And there was a little bit of fear around like extra calories and extra sugar. And was I going to eat afterwards? There was a little bit of drama there internally, but I was having fun. I was taking classes that I liked. I was doing the things that I enjoyed. And this is how we learn to enjoy the process. And sometimes we need these little reminders as we are enjoying our life as a whole, because overall, I've created a really amazing life for myself and my son. I've created something incredible. But I also recognize and have to remind myself there are still going to be hard times and nothing has gone wrong. Nothing bad has happened. And I'm still getting everything that I want. I'm getting everything that I need. And it's okay if it doesn't feel good in every single moment. This is the trade-off with anything, with dating, with divorce, with food, with emotional eating. This is huge with emotional eating and binge eating. It's not always going to feel amazing to say no to the urge in the moment. It's not always going to feel super easy to say no to the binge. But you don't need to white knuckle through it. You don't need to just grin and bear it. You don't need to grit your teeth and just try harder. I'm going to teach you how to say no from a place of self-love so that it does become easier. But there are going to be times when you really want it and you're still going to tell yourself, no, I love you so much. And this right now is a no, we don't need this. You're not hungry. You're tired and about to go to bed. You've already had dessert. Maybe you've already had two desserts today. Nope, we're good. This is just an urge. This too shall pass. And it's like calming down the fire alarm that's going off in our brain that has us frantically thinking about or looking for food, and calming down that urge, calming down that desire. You're going to get everything that you want. You're going to break this binge eating and emotional eating habit. But it's okay if not every single moment along the way feels amazing. Because the other thing that you're going to have to do is process some emotions. And that's not always going to feel easy. It's not always going to feel good. Because we're going to bring up the guilt and the shame and the regret and the self-loathing and the not enoughness. And we're going to rewrite those stories. But we got to face it head on. We got to look at it. We got to allow ourselves to feel the pain, to truly process through it, to allow it and to stop fighting it, stop resisting it. Because that's what's going to bring the healing. That's what makes it easier. It's the fighting and the resisting that makes it harder. Even with the food urge or a craving, it's the fighting and the resisting of, oh, I want it, but no, I don't. Oh, but just a little bit. No, but that's bad for us. It's that game of tug of war that really makes it so hard. And I'm going to teach you how to make it easier and how to also recognize that this process is going to be a little bit hard because we're going to start facing stuff that we have buried for a long time. We've spent years covering it up, maybe decades covering it up. And if you are the type of person where you really want something, if you really want to achieve this goal, you really want to lose the weight, you really want to find a new partner, but you find yourself constantly self-sabotaging, not doing the things, not taking the action, we need to, number one, reevaluate and look at what action are you actually taking? And is that truly necessary? Or is it just a food rule you think you need to follow? Is this just part of the diet brainwashing that we've been a part of for so long? Okay, so number one, we really have to look at this. And you might think that you're doing all the right things, but maybe you don't have to. Maybe you actually are following a lot of outdated diet rules you don't need to follow anymore. And what you actually need to do is to process and grieve and work through your emotional eating and binge eating habit. Because I promise when you do that, it will make losing the weight so much easier. But you got to give yourself time to go through that and to process it, to feel it all. And this is something that we're not good at. We are really good at toxic positivity. We are really good at just smile and stay happy. Just put on a good face. Just think happy thoughts. And that only pushes and fights and resists. And we try to cram it all down into this like trash compactor. And now we're going to stop cramming. And now we're going to allow ourselves to feel. And sometimes it's sadness. Sometimes it's loneliness. Sometimes it's anger. The anger is a big one, especially for a lot of my female clients. That is something that we are told we are not allowed to feel. We shouldn't. We have no right. And I want to give you permission to feel angry. It's okay. And the more that you allow yourself to feel anger, to feel resentment, even when it's directed at yourself in a calm, safe, loving way, to still be angry. And then there's going to come a point when you're like, and now I'm done. I'm no longer going to beat myself up over this. I'm no longer going to keep throwing myself under the bus. And now we're done. And it doesn't mean that urge or that desire to shame and self-loathe doesn't come back, because it probably will. But you handle it differently. You no longer indulge in it. You catch it sooner and sooner. And you remind yourself, no, 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 we're not doing that anymore. This is the process. This is how we work through the emotions. And this is the process of catching the binge eating and the emotional eating faster. It's not that we flip a switch and all of a sudden we are magically binge free. I've said that many times. It is not that we just hit a button and all of a sudden we no longer binge or we no longer emotionally eat. It's that we catch it sooner. We have the love and the compassion and the awareness to be able to evaluate without shame so that we can learn from it and we catch it sooner and sooner. This is how you're going to catch love bombing and not get into another toxic relationship. You're going to catch it sooner and sooner. And y'all, I have been through this myself. I went from having it happen to me, being completely oblivious, completely falling for it, to then being able to catch it, to have that little inkling. It then moved to, oh, I feel it and I know what it is, but I still indulge in it. And then it became, I know it, I know what it is, I feel it, I sense that it's happening, but I keep giving in. And then it's, I know it, I feel it, I sense it's happening, and then I stop it. And then I work on stopping it sooner and sooner. I work on listening to those little whispers, that little intuition, that little God voice that's telling me, not him, keep going. This isn't quite right. Keep going. And recognizing, yep, he's meeting some emotional needs right now, and that's why I don't want to say no. Oh, yep, he's already planned this date for 2 weeks from now, and I'd feel real guilty if I broke up with him now and told him no. He already bought the tickets. And I would just be a bitch. And we're going to keep learning. We're going to recognize it and we're going to learn and we're going to let people show us who they are. Okay, you're going to catch this in relationships. You're going to catch this with food. Because in the beginning, we catch it. Typically, it's going to be the day after we're going to be evaluating and we're going to be understanding and we're going to be coming at it with love and compassion and really figuring out, okay, what was really going on? What was the real trigger here? What did I tell myself in the moment? And then you'll start to catch it sooner after. So maybe it's like an hour after the binge. You catch it that night and you're like, all right, I'm ready to process through. Then you're going to catch it when you've been binging for maybe a little while. You're like 3/4 of the way through and you're like, okay, one more bite and then I'm putting it away. And then you're going to catch it halfway through. And then you're going to catch it as you start to binge, as you're in the beginning. And you take a couple bites and then you say, no, I'm actually not hungry. No, I know what's going on here. And the only way you can have that awareness, the only way you can say no from love instead of punishment is to be doing this work. And this is what I'm going to help you do. Whether you want to work with me one-on-one in private coaching or in the Body You Crave Accelerator, this is what we're doing. I can help you get everything that you want, even when the journey doesn't always feel amazing. And when we think about the hero's journey as a whole, we love a good hero story. We love a good comeback story. We love a good underdog story. But what does that entail? It means that we have to have obstacles and adversity, that it's not always going to feel great. It means that we're going to be coming from behind. What is an underdog? They start from behind and they pull ahead. We love these stories. We love to root for the underdog. We love it when the little guy wins. And sometimes we are that little guy in the story and we feel behind and we're facing some challenges and some obstacles. And it's not always going to feel good and we keep going. Not forcing, not pushing, not trying to willpower harder, but doing a different way. Finding a different path forward, finding a different method that truly heals your emotional eating and binge eating habit. This is what it's all about. But it's not a straight line. It's not this magical happening. It's a process. It's a journey. And we have to have so much love and compassion for ourselves. And this is how you create a life so good it blows your mind. This is how you create a life that lights you up inside. Life where you wake up and you feel unstoppable, where you can't wait to get started with your day because you are so excited to live your life. And you can feel that now as you are in the process of losing weight, as you are in the midst of ending your emotional eating. You start feeling that now, today, not waiting for all the weight to come off. And then you get to feel that. Not waiting until you found your partner and then you get to feel how you want to feel. It's having the faith and the trust and the confidence to know that you are on the right path and you are figuring it out, and come hell or high water, this is what you're doing. Nothing is going to stop you. Nothing is going to hold you back. The song today that just brought me to tears is called King of My Heart by Bethel Music. And the line goes, and let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. Because you are good. You are good. Right? And it's that reminder that God is good. Even in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the heartache, God is so good. And then as the song progresses, we go into this line of, you're never gonna let me down. And it's just the song of my heart. And I feel like sometimes songs turn into prayers. Like I'll start and I'll be singing and folding clothes and it just brings me to tears and it becomes this prayer. It's like the cry of my heart. Because he's never gonna let us down. He's gonna turn everything for his good. All the things that seem like they are struggles and challenges, and they weren't supposed to happen. It wasn't supposed to be this way. And he is going to use it for his good. Even when we can't see it. Even when we're in the midst of the pain and we don't even know why. Just allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to be there and to not fight it, to not resist, and to just be. I knew this was going to be a tough episode to record. I did not expect to be crying quite this much about it, although I probably should have. I should have expected this a little bit. But I wanted to record this when this was also really fresh and raw and real, because this is the work. This is what it's like. And nobody is ever fully there. I think it's so easy to get hung up on Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is and thinking somebody has it all together. It's so easy to sit in church and to look around you and it seems like everybody has it all together and a piece of you is dying or part of your life feels like it's falling apart. But maybe it's falling together. And this is my encouragement, is to hang in there through these hard moments. To stay with it, because you're getting everything that you want. You are getting everything that you need, even in these moments. And it's okay that it doesn't always feel good. It's okay that sometimes it feels terrible. This is what it's about. And when we can truly process through years, sometimes for some of us, it's decades of pent up bitterness and resentment and anger and frustration and self-loathing, and some of that directed at other people. When we can really process through that, we don't need food to make us feel better. We don't need alcohol to make us feel better. This is the work. It's not about following a new diet plan. It's not about following a new gym routine. And I love exercise. I love moving my body. And it's really helpful with my back pain. It really helps. But this is the real work. This is what's really going to make a difference. We got to go deeper. We got to go beyond just the list of eat this, not that. And I know that you're ready for this deeper work too. The next best step is to get into one of my programs. Come work with me in private coaching or get into the Body You Crave Accelerator. You'll have both. If you work with me in private coaching, not only will you get me one-on-one and unlimited Voxer coaching, unlimited voice messaging throughout the month, you will also get access to the Accelerator, the course, the community, the Q&A, the group calls, you get it all. Because I want to support you on this journey. And sometimes we are in a place where we need that extra support. We need that extra accountability. We need to be able to work through this on a deeper level. We need that little bit more handholding. And you might be at a point where you're like, you know what? I recognize I've done a lot of work. I've done a lot of healing. And now I'm really ready to tackle this emotional eating part. Regardless of how you want to work with me, the next best step is to schedule a free consultation so that we can talk through it and see what the best fit is for you. And you might already know and you may not. That's what I'm here to help you do, is to make a decision for your future self, to make a decision from faith and belief and self-trust and self-confidence. I'm going to help you build it because I know you got a lot of evidence as to how you can't do it, as to why you might just fail, as to maybe you shouldn't get your hopes up again. And we need to soothe her. We don't need to smash her down. We need to comfort her. We need to let her speak. We need to show her that it's safe and create safety to lose the weight, safety to end the binge eating. This is what you want? Then it's go time. Let's go. It's time to stop waiting. Stop sitting on the sidelines of your own life. It's time to make it count. Schedule your call. All the links will be in the description, bodyyoucrave.com/schedule. And let's go. Let's make this year the year that you stop binge eating for life. You ready? I'm leading the way. Woo! All right, y'all. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If this episode resonated with you, it's time to break free from destructive cycles around food, alcohol, and toxic relationships. Your next step? Book your free Break the Cycle call, where you'll finally see why your binge eating and relationship patterns are so deeply connected and how to break free from both for good. You'll walk away with fierce clarity and a game plan to step into a life full of fun, adventure, and self-love. Grab your spot now at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. It's time to break the cycle. I'll show you how.